Well, here is a survey. Half of U.S. companies are gearing up for layoffs.
Which is funny because everywhere I go, I see signs that say now hiring.
I can't figure this out. We got not enough workers, but too many workers at the same time. More blankets and less blankets at the same time. Keep him warm, keep him cold. Dr. Jane Gardner joins us. Dr. Gardner, thanks for coming on.
Hi, you guys. Yes, it's a topsy-turvy world, isn't it?
It definitely is. I can't make heads or tails of it. Some companies are doing great, some companies aren't. But I guess you always should be prepared for the worst. A layoff could be coming your way.
The question is, how do you become the one they give the raise to, not the one they give the pink slip to?
You know, that's actually a very good good ambition, I think, for most folks to have. Instead of being the guy that's going to get laid off, you're going to be the guy who makes the choices of who gets laid off.
Yes, and how do you be the employer that has, because that survey that's so sensational, if you read down in it, two-thirds of employees are increasing their pay, expanding benefits, and allowing more flexible hours.
And yet, we're talking about layoffs.
Yes. So I have some help here, I think, because, you know, guys, the only thing we can change is our mind. So don't use fear. Fear is a terrible advisor. And when we read headlines like that, we always go to fear. So let me give you a couple of ways to get out of fear so that you can have a great, energetic, confident day.
All right.
Ready? Okay. There's things you can do to trick your brain out of fear, and they're called positive anchors. And I'll ask you guys to play along. This is what I want you to do, is give me a time in your life, remember something, a specific time where you were excited, you were confident, you had done something that you didn't think you could do, but you pulled it off, and you were very, very confident. And while you're thinking, for me, it's like when I was walking across the stage to get my PhD, I never thought I could do that. I was a little girl from a small town in Texas, yet I pulled it off. So when I'm kind of feeling a little fear, I put my mind on that, and I begin to feel the confidence again. What would y'all say is one of your memories?
Waking up this morning.
Yeah.
I'd say probably graduating was probably, you know, getting my college degree.
Yeah, me too.
That was probably a big moment for me.
Yeah. I wasn't exactly studious. So, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
There's been those moments, right?
Yeah.
And so put yourself in that memory again, and you can trick your brain out of fear. And in this moment, that's about the only thing we can control with all the shuffling going on out there in the headlines. And, you know, I think the first thing to go when we get into this fear mode is our self-care. So take care of yourselves. Watch your sleeping time. Eat healthy. Do those things that bring you that smart brain where you can stay in that momentum of doing things right in your world.
Dr. Jane Gardner with us on News Talk 820 WBAP. Dr. Gardner, take care. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Bye-bye.